One of the proposals would make sure that for any contractual services, like telemarketing, for example, the state does business with American companies instead of overseas firms. The other would require the state to make sure that at least 5% of what it spends on buying goods and materials goes to Wisconsin companies. Baraboo Assembly Democrat Fred Clark told the legislative panel the idea is to advance the state's economy.
This bill provides a simple and practical first step toward keeping taxpayer dollars at work in Wisconsin. And supporting local businesses means more than simply talking about it. Our government needs to lead by example.
Clark's plan would also force the Department of Administration to figure out how much it spends on Wisconsin businesses. Right now, the department can't tell whether it's already hitting that 5% target or not. Critics of these plans say that makes them essentially meaningless. And Green Bay Republican Carl Van Roy questions how the state's going to decide what's a Wisconsin business and what's not in today's economy.
If we start doing this protectionism, and this is what this is starting to do, it's going to be very difficult for us to operate. How are we going to be able to buy a TV? I don't know if there's an American-made TV or anything. You know, they might sell them here. But so this, what is this bill really doing? To me, it's a feel-good thing.
Van Roy was one of two Republicans to vote against the plans in committee, although they passed overwhelmingly. The full state assembly will likely give its okay to both measures on Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.